Sorry?
I mean, it's not your production. I know that.
No, I've
read about that. But I want you to tell me that. I want more details. How did it happen?
Well, I was in the car with my former manager. Her name is Yvette. And she said to me, you know, I need a new challenge. And then I said, well, you got a background in theater. Why don't you make a theater production of the Human Equation? So that's basically how it started. And then she set it all up because I know nothing about theater. You know, I've never been in a theater. When we did the Theater Equation, I think that's the first time I was in the theater. So I know nothing. I cannot do that. And so she set it up all on her own. And she knows that I'm like a total control freak, you know. So she didn't want to involve me in the whole thing. I only got involved at the very ending. And also I chose the musicians and the singer. So that's the only thing I did, basically.
Mm-hmm. In the DVD, we could see some of the rehearsals with different unknown singers. And I know you have always had a lot of talent discovering new voices and musicians. Are you going to work with any of them? Are we going to see some of those singers working with you in the future?
Well, actually, for the first time in 20 years, we're going to do some Aerion live shows in September this year. I don't know if you heard about it. It's called the Aerion Universe, and it has 16 singers. And I think about, 9 or 10 people in the band. I will not be in the band, but I'll make a guest appearance. And actually, one of the singers that you just mentioned, one of the understudies of the Theater Equation, will be doing backing vocals. Her name is Lisette. So yeah, you will see her in the live show.